Hello and welcome to A Fistful of Truth. I am your host, Delara Essengill, and this is my highly censored podcast. You can find A Fistful of Truth on Spotify, Anchor.fm, and many more platforms, all listed on the Anchor.fm portal. You can also find me on my blog, DelaraEssengill.blog. Please visit the blog and enter your email address so I can stay in touch with you on the far right side. You will not get any solicitations other than an update to information that is vital to our survival. I try to filter through all the stuff that I see and get and hear. And I've been writing articles for 10 years, guys. 2013 goes far as back to 2013, but there's a lot of stuff since POTUS ran and won for office because he's still your president. And I'm still writing blogs and doing podcasts until all of us are free, because none of us are free until all of us are free. So thank you to everybody who supports A Fistful of Truth. The way to support A Fistful of Truth is scroll down to the podcast description, and there's a support link right underneath any related articles at the very top. You'll see a support link. Click on it, and then you can go from there. I really appreciate the support that you guys give me. It is impossible to do this without the listeners. Literally, I wish I didn't have to, but until things change, and we're going to talk about that this evening. This evening is February 10th, Friday, and guess what it is, guys? It's snack. It's a snack to the future kind of evening, so Snackanon will be here shortly. And we have a lot to discuss tonight, so I'll keep this short. We're going to be doing a little Zoom presentation this evening, so it'll be me and Snack showing you some stuff because we were talking about it, and we're like, well, man, we really should share that. So you will be able to hear the audio version of this, I believe, the audio version of this here on a, maybe we'll do the video version of it. I don't know how this is all going to work out, but you can find this Fistful of Truth. All of the platforms are listed on the Anchor FM portal, but you can also view this on my Rumble channel. So if you go to Rumble, A Fistful of Truth, make sure you subscribe. You'll be able to view the vlogcast over there. And make sure you sign up for the newsletter. I have a new newsletter at afistfuloftruth.com. If you want to stay up to date on what's going on, because that's what A Fistful of Truth is about. It's about delivering you the truth. So you don't have to wade through a bunch of shit, because that's what's out there. POTUS is telling you, fake news media, you don't even know who's lying to you. They're all wolves in sheep's clothing. Disinformation has clouded everybody's mind out there. All the patriots that are listening to all these disinfo agents. It is mortifying when I look at it. But in the meantime, if you stay tuned here, at least you'll be hearing a fistful of truth, not a fistful of lies, crap, or just self-motivated, egotistical BS from these failed, you know, D-rate IMDb failures. So in the meantime, please do stay tuned. You can check out all the information at afistfuloftruth.com. And please be sure to check out Soma Vedic. They are having a sale. Soma Vedic is the 5G total protection device. They're having a sale, folks. And it's 14% off. So you get 14% off. Regularly, it's 10% off with my code DILARA14. Scroll down to the podcast description. Click on the link to Soma Vedic. It'll take you over there. What you do is you get this beautiful hand-blown glass device. 14% off your total purchase price with DILARA14. Place it in your home, plug it in, and forget about it. You can put one in your workplace. You can put one in your home. It protects you, your children, your pets, your loved ones, even your unbeknownst to your neighbors. It'll protect them too, but it'll protect you from your neighbors' satellite dishes, your neighbors' 5G. They're probably blaring. Somebody's blaring CNN next to you if you don't live out in the middle of nowhere. There are radio frequencies and EMFs affecting all of us. It's going to be very important to understand how this plays into The Storm Inside Us, which is my new mini-series. Check that out. It's only on Rumble. It's highly controversial because I'm telling you what they don't want to tell you, which is the storm inside us, our health, and what's really going on. I talk with a bunch of different people from the medical realm to the military realm to the space realm, and I'll tell you right now, there's people who have told me that there is, unfortunately, the best is yet to come. But unfortunately, part is we're going to go through some more difficult times, and POTUS is telling us about those. So make sure you're protected. Make sure you're on your protocols. Listen to The Storm Is Inside Us. It's only on Rumble. And get yourself a Soma Vedic. Get the 14% off. Put it in your home and put a bubble around you and your loved ones. It's an invisible shield and different directions in your home. 100 feet in each direction, the Vedic model is what I have. If you have a bigger place and you want a stronger protection, get the amber model. It's beautiful. It'll mitigate the effects of 5G on your blood. There's a study done on the site. You can check out what happens to your blood. Inflammation is important right now. It always has been, but the storm is inside us. So make sure you take advantage of the sale. Okay. Friday night, snack to the future. Are you guys ready to take on the snack? Let's see what he's snacking on tonight, will you? Let's see. All right, here we go. Snack to the future, featuring your favorite one and only Snackanon. Welcome back, Snack.
Hey, what's going on?
What's up with you?
Oh, I brought over this cashew mix. It's Indian and it's called Chivda.
Oh, wait a minute. Is this your favorite one? That I posted a recipe about that.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. You gave me the recipe, so I posted it. Mm. You even gave me a picture.
Yeah, it's a little bit hot, but it's like that addictive hot where you can't stop eating them.
I did get to try this, folks, and let me, you know what we're going to do
is pretty good, isn't it?
It's really amazing. We're going to do you're going to keep snacking there for a second, and we're going to do something new here, folks. We're going to be giving you a Zoom screen share here. I'm going to share my computer with you so you guys can see this recipe on. There we go. Hopefully you can see this. Here it is. It's in this article. And here's what Snack is eating right now. Almost as good as seeing him eat this is the, what did you call it?
Chivda?
Chivda. So basically, it's like, here it is. Roasted nuts and curry leaves.
That's it, yeah.
Yes. This is really good, guys. You guys can check this out. I've been posting Snack's favorite recipes here. I've actually made a couple of them. I made the olive oil cake. And I'll tell you.
Oh, you did?
Yes. It's so good.
Isn't it? Yeah.
Everything you eat looks so good. It's just, so anyway, you guys can.
The best part of the chivda is funny. It's for main thing is cashews, but the curry leaves are like the best part in it. It's a little.
The curry leaves have a unique flavor, don't they?
Yeah, it does. A little smoky, but it's very good.
Well, shout out to our Indian, our fans. And our listeners, and most importantly, our patriot brothers and sisters in India, we want to say hi to all of you because I know we have an audience over there. And my heart has always been very close to the Indian culture because it's definitely, maybe if not the oldest culture or one of the oldest cultures here on our planet. We're going to find out a lot more about things that have been hidden from Western society. In fact, today you have a reading for us. You happen to like one of my favorite yogis. So this is another Yogananda. Thing you and I have in common.
Mm-hmm.
You have something that
the colors of the food is the spices is beautiful. Vibrant reds and greens and stuff like that. That's something I noticed with the foods of India, that not only is it good, it looks good and it's very pretty with the earth tones and stuff. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Beautiful people too.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
All right. There's an Indian, I just have to say, Holi, you know, the holidays coming up where it's all a festival of color. So maybe we'll do something special for Holi.
Sure.
Which is coming up. All right. So here we are, Snack to the Future. Thank you to the Anon who gave us this name. Again, if you write us at,
very creative, yeah.
Yes, yeah. A fistful of snacks, and also a snack to the future. The two Anons that gave this those names, if you write us at the afistfuloftruth.com, click on the about and go over there. There's a way to send somebody an email where we can get in touch with you and maybe send you something nice for finding these names for us. So thank you so much. When we get some merch one day, or Snacks starts selling his snacks to us.
Mm-hmm.
So before we start, you know, I wanted to share with you guys also something really cool, because both Snack and I have been addicted to a friend of mine named Study the Enemy. gave me a link to this eagle that we've been watching. And I don't, the eagle is a sign for American, American freedom and strength and all sorts of symbolism behind the eagle, right?
Yeah. What are their names?
Jackie, there's a couple. So this eagle, it's a webcam. We're sharing a webcam of a live bird's nest, an eagle nest with two babies. This is in the San Bernardino Mountains.
Yeah.
This is in Los Angeles, well, near Los Angeles County, folks. So don't say we're not patriotic here. All right, can you guys see this? This is a picture, live webcam of the father eagle. Look, right now it's late at night, but you can see here 1,311 people watching Daddy Eagle here. And we know it's Daddy because we were watching it earlier, both of us independently, and we were seeing the mama eagle.
Right? Yeah, yeah. I had it on, and like around 4 p.m. or so, it switched over from color to infrared. But before that, we got to see the mother calling out to Papa
to come,
and basically, my legs are tired. Get me out of here. I need a break.
I love how he tucks his.
And he switched over and took over the roles.
So the camera can by the eagle. There's all sorts of information. You guys can check this out. I put it on my blog here. This is the latest article called "The Storm Is Inside Us," an exclusive miniseries. Scroll down. We'll read the article too and check out the podcast. It's important. But here's a picture of what it looks like during the day. And there's a link to the YouTube right here that we're watching, which is the same one as this. So I just wanted to share that with the listeners because
it's very addictive.
You think this is, you turn it on and then you can't stop watching it because the bird will get up. It'll do amazing things that you normally don't get to see. And I recommend that it gives you a really beautiful free feeling of freedom and liberty, which we're going to talk about tonight, right? We're going to talk about what POTUS shared with us. We have a positive message for you folks tonight. It comes via POTUS, but we have some rocky roads to get through to get there. So we're going to be doing this vlogcast here with some presentations, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right. So we're going to say, if we say we're going to take a break, we're just going to pause and then we're going to come right back, but it'll be one continuous thing because we're not trying to be super hotty toddy and professional here. We're just trying to get the message across. So here we go. Hold on a second. We'll be right back. So what we are going to do is just talk about a few different things tonight. And we're going to focus on this 4-minute announcement from President Trump. But before we get there, we thought we would mention the highlights of the things we thought were interesting. So you guys can also learn on your own how it is to kind of read what POTUS is saying, because Zach, things have heated up and we want people in the audience to not have an intercessor, meaning they shouldn't have to go to some truther channel to find out what POTUS is saying. They should just go to POTUS's Truth Social or POTUS's Rumble or wherever they're happening to be. Not
MSM. He's always insisting on coming over to Truth Social. That's where it's hot. And
he's speaking there.
Yeah. If you just need to follow someone, just follow him. That's all you need to do.
That's what I do. Yeah. We don't need to follow anybody else.
No, not at all.
All right. So let's take a look at this post.
Especially since he has changed his logo or his avatar.
Yes.
He's being, he probably truths, I should call it, instead of tweets, about 30 times a day.
More. I can't keep up with him.
No, sometimes it's...
I don't even know how he's doing all this.
Yeah.
What is he doing? How many hands does POTUS have?
Right.
All right, let's share the screen really quick. Here we go. Let me just get rid of this thing here. This is what we want to look at right here. So POTUS left... This is a truth that he left.
Uh-huh.
And this was when fake puppet Biden was doing the SOTU address.
On the 7th, yeah.
Right. And POTUS wrote this thing where RSBN was all over it. RSBN made it sound like they were doing an interview with POTUS because they're such fake news.
Oh, with them.
Moo Cow and Manface and that dude and all the different shillery that goes on RSBNnetwork.com. Anyway, that's not what this is about. I get sidetracked. I will be doing, by popular request, a live and full play-by-play analysis of the State of the Union. So we thought this was a live play-by-play. Meant, what did he do? Tell the audience what he did, because we were kind of shocked. We were wondering. RSBN made it sound like they were going to have an interview, so we were all waiting for POTUS to get up there and speak and get interviewed. But instead, he was just on Truth Social.
Well, yeah, like we were saying, get on Truth Social. That's where it's hot. And it was just him talking to... just writing maybe every 5 minutes or so about what
truthing.
Yeah. Truthing. Whatever fake Joe was spewing. And yeah, you didn't have to. I haven't heard 1 minute of fake Joe's speech at all. I just.
Why even bother? Why would you want to listen and waste time that you're never going to get back in life?
Right.
I'd rather look at what Trump is saying.
Even though it's all fake.
It spins you in circles. It's a distraction.
It's a distraction.
So pay attention to what POTUS is saying. You know, you only have so many hours in the day. You and I can barely keep up with what POTUS is saying. Why would you want to watch? Anyway.
Okay. Right.
I have that pulled up, by the way.
Oh, okay.
So I will be doing a popular request. I want to kind of point out to the audience that he talks about Lincoln, Washington, and Churchill. These are all wartime presidents.
Mm-hmm.
It's very important to take a look at and dissect what he's saying. Don't want to get too much into it. But anyway, he put it on as almost like it was a boxing match. It was almost like he was the announcer and the narrator, which he really is. If you think about it, POTUS is the puppeteer. Biden is the puppet. If you thought about Biden being on strings as a puppet and POTUS holding onto the strings, that's what we're watching. And POTUS himself, I thought it was really funny. I was entertained that he was commenting on his own on his own puppeteering.
The ventriloquist, yeah.
Yeah, he's like the ventriloquist for Biden. Can you imagine how much, it's not fun what they're going through, guys, you know, but can you imagine how funny this is when you step back and look at it from a more cosmic perspective? Praise God that the good is winning, you know, but still. Okay, let's stop that screen share. And we're going to go to the next thing we wanted to discuss, which is the calm before the storm. Okay?
Oh.
The calm before the storm?
Yes.
So we talked about this. I'm just marking things off my list here so we don't miss anything. There was, let me find it. Should we just share the screen again? Probably easiest to do it this way.
Yeah.
You know, let me make this bigger so people aren't distracted, because I'm getting distracted. You guys bear with me. Bear with me. Sharing screen here. So this is a, it's just funny. It's a tweet. Okay. It's a tweet from Biden, but we know there's no Biden. And when we see at POTUS right here, who's the president of the United States? We know who that is. And then underneath it, it says, doesn't say president of the United States government official GMO. That's weird. These are, I don't know if that's always been uncapitalized, which is odd, because if this was a title, this would be capitalized. I'm being very picky. Getting ready. Let's go to the picture now. Look at this desk, first of all, with the scratches on it and the fold out.
Yeah.
This looks like a interview desk at a common area at a county jail that I've sat at many times when you meet with prisoners.
The interrogation. Well, they
no, no, be in this prison. This is the meeting room. Like people are allowed to come talk with their attorney, or it looks like one of these tables they pull out maybe at a school cafeteria and make bigger if there was more kids, you know, little Johnny had to sit over here or something. And then you've got this table that is, look at this binder.
Yeah. That
looks like somebody wiped their ass with this binder and ran it over with, like, you know, they backed into it when they were taking their kid to school.
Yeah. I was looking up ailments, That's you can't right see here. It with the alt there. The Allen brand. I think it's made in China.
Of course. Yeah. Look at this thing. This thing looks like you picked it up from the dollar store. You know, I'm surprised it has all three hooks.
Mm-hmm.
And there's this. Here's your snacks. No, you wouldn't touch those, would you? If it was on Biden's desk.
Yeah, he's.
Can you imagine what would be on here when he touched his lizard tongue touched it? So there's a half-eaten cookie, like a half piece of oatmeal or whatever those chocolate chip, friggin' Chips Ahoy, Chrissy Teigen mayonnaise. Do you know about Chrissy Teigen mayonnaise?
She's into mayonnaise.
She's not a she. We know it's not a she.
Yeah, no.
It's got a nub.
Yeah, but that big of a head, I could see. Yeah.
Pumpkin head.
Yeah.
It's got a nub, and this nubbed Asian man that's called Chrissy Teigen because it's a lady boy. Anybody ever been to Bangkok? I've been to Bangkok. There's lots of lady boys. They look better than the women.
She sells mayonnaise now.
Yeah, she sells mayonnaise. Nice. Sir Kensington. It's called Sir Kensington, and it has one spectacle for the eye. And Chrissy Teigen has a nub. So Chrissy Teigen is making his own mayonnaise and probably putting it in this mayonnaise, and they got avocado on it too. New pedo symbol, folks, is avocado for young child, young Latin child.
Wow. Wow.
You know, I just can't talk about anything normally anymore. It's just all.
They just can't stop.
You want to puke. They're vomit. They're so stupid. And they're so unoriginal.
Okay. So what's the blue mug there?
God, we always got sidetracked. I don't know. This is
the logo.
Get closer.
Is that?
Doesn't look like anything to do with the United States.
Not an eagle or no symbol.
I don't know. It looks like an amoeba. It looks like a really deformed zombie. Like,
uh-huh.
Two eyes, a mouth. And the zombie holding up, but then again, my eyesight is not that good.
Oh yeah, so, you know what it is? It says you. It is a logo, United States, or yeah, it's some sort of official seal, so, in a way.
This, our first lady and second gentleman, Vice President, Mr. Speaker. Leaders of our military. Anyway,
did he read the pause?
Well, we're gonna go to there next.
Hold no, on. The pause on the bottom.
What? Where? Here.
Yeah.
Pause.
Yeah. He probably said it.
He probably did. Here's the next image. I don't know if people can see this. Hold on. I'm gonna have to go back because this happens when I do this. Just a second. I think you guys can see this now. Yeah. So here is a blown up version of what was on the bottom of that paper. What do we see?
Fellow Americans.
And there's a comma dot pause. Now, let's go to this. Here we go.
Ah.
November 2nd, 2017, look to Twitter, post 55, exactly this, my fellow Americans, the storm is upon us, and all these dots, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, I know there's a certain number of dots here. There's 1, 2, 3, I don't know, my eyesight is failing me right now, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 dots. Probably, I might be wrong, guys. But what that just said back there, right? It doesn't say
7 dots.
7. Thank you, snack.
Mm-hmm.
Look to Twitter. It didn't say look to Truth Social or look to Facebook or Fakebook.
Or him being Trump.
Or look to POTUS or look to president.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't say anything.
No.
It just says look to Twitter. It could be Elon. I thought it was going to be Elon Trump saying it. We don't know. You know, you guys realize that Trump is controlling everything, including Twitter, including the puppet Biden, including Elon Trump. Well, we don't know what the exact situation is, but let's take a look at this for a second. Hold on, I'm going to go back with you. We just took a look at my fellow Americans. It's that's, I think the pause is maybe going to be the storm is upon us, but I don't think it's going to be coming from Biden this soon.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think so. What would be the reason why Biden would say this at this point?
I was looking at the, it's under the POTUS, President Biden, and the next tweet has a picture of Biden, and it says,
"My fellow Americans." Somebody put that there.
Yeah.
You know, nothing ever comes as it seems in this movement. We all know not to expect anything, but I do think we should keep our eyes on Twitter. Now, there's a couple other things that we wanted to talk about. So let's go there. We were going to talk about the Truth Social video and the fact that POTUS, you know, since he started making these announcements from the Mar-a-Lago back in after the rallies were kind of over in November-ish, he started speaking a lot, like from his office. There was a lot of communications happening from his office at the Mar-a-Lago.
It was all before the communications before the midterms. And then he stopped.
So let's share the screen again here, and we'll show people what we're looking at, which is this. So this is Truth Social. And a day ago, or February 9th, yesterday, guys, bear with us. By the time you're seeing this, it's going to be the 11th, but we are doing this over the 10th and the 11th. Late night owls here. February 9th, 2023, POTUS left this message about we must make America energy independent again. And he talks a lot about energy. So instead of watching it here, sometimes I have issues with buffering speeds from Truth Social. And sometimes the recording sounds a little bizarre. So what I did is I recorded it and we can play it from here instead. And I'll basically stop sharing and come back in because I don't trust this thing to share properly. So how do you want to do this? Do you want to play this and then stop it and talk about it? Or do you want to just play it all the way through? We don't want to waste people's time. You know, we want to show them what we think about certain things here. How do you want to do this?
Sure. Just play it.
Play the whole thing through?
Yeah.
And then we'll go back and comment?
Sure.
Okay. So you guys, we're going to play this for you. We're going to play this for you. I think you can see this. Mm-hmm. And then just hear this out for 4 minutes. He left this on this is the same post we were looking at before. I just had a different background. I did this on my phone. And this is his 4 minute, we must make America energy independent again. Now, after this, we'll take a second, Snack and I, and then we'll come back into the conversation and tell you what we picked up from this. But I want you guys to listen carefully to his words. Here we go.
Joe Biden's war on American energy is one of the key drivers of the worst inflation in 58 years. And it's hitting every single American family very, very hard. Biden reversed every action I took that achieved energy independence. And soon we were going to be energy dominant all over the world, energy dominant. He canceled the Keystone XL pipeline. He re-entered the horrendous Paris Climate Accord, so unfair to the United States, good for other countries, so bad for us. He put up huge roadblocks to new oil, gas, and coal production, and much, much more. In effect, Biden's anti-American energy crusade is a massive tax hike on everything. Higher energy costs raise the price of food, raw material, shipping, transportation, construction, manufacturing, and everything else. The country that now benefits most from Joe Biden's radical left Green New Deal is China. High energy prices in America are a gift to China, a major factor in driving our heavy industry overseas. If you want to be an advanced manufacturing nation, you must be able to produce low-cost energy. You'll never be a rich nation without it. And if you want to deindustrialize the United States, then you would seek to drive up the cost of energy here as much as possible, just as Joe Biden has done, perhaps unknowingly. That I don't know. That's why Biden's energy agenda is China's energy agenda. That's why China signs up for every stupid globalist climate deal and then immediately breaks it. They don't live up to their deals. When I'm back in the White House, I will bring back a pro-American energy policy at long last. As you know, China paid hundreds of billions of dollars to the United States when I was president. No other president got 10 cents. Check it out. Not even 10 cents. I will deploy a team of warrior lawyers to hunt down every unnecessary regulation in the Federal Registry that hampers domestic production, and we will wipe them off the books. We will again get out of Paris, and we will rapidly issue approvals for all worthy energy infrastructure projects with a focus on maximum speed to bring prices down rapidly. So get those proposals ready now, because we are going to put thousands of Americans to work building the power plants, pipelines, grids, ports, refineries, and shipping terminals of tomorrow. We are going to have very inexpensive energy again, like we did just 2.5 years ago. This great undertaking will also help restore hope and aspiration to America's young people. Instead of being irrationally terrified by political predictions of climate apocalypse, instead of toiling for low wages or left-wing make-work projects, I have a vision that will give young Americans the chance to find real meaning in work once again, like we had it 2.5 years ago, building the backbone of America that is powerful, prosperous, productive, vigorous, modern, independent, and free. We will be great again as a country under the next Trump administration. The return of American jobs and the American dream will be powered by the return of American energy. Nobody has more liquid gold under their feet than the United States of America, and we will use it and profit by it and live with it, and we will be rich again, and we will be happy again, and we will be proud again. Thank you very much.
Wow. I love that ending.
Mm-hmm.
I love it. And that should give all of us a wonderful feeling and proud to be an American and a patriot and a human being and a child of the Most High that's alive at this time.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we're all waiting for. We want to go back to work, right? We want to help rebuild. We have to rebuild what we're taking down right now, from egg factories to the infrastructure that POTUS just talked about. So let's talk about what he just said. So before we talk about what we noticed in the speech or bring up some of what we noticed, I know you wanted to make a comment, and I had overlooked something you brought up earlier, which is significant.
Back in, and you probably remember this, is actually quite a bit ago. It was October of 2017. And POTUS was around a group of people, and he was in the White House, and he was just talking about, like, we have the world's greatest military people. And with all the senior military leaders, they were taking pictures with Melania there. Here you go.
I have it.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so here it is. Here it is.
Since,
here it is again. We'll go a little louder.
Well,
look at that smile. Okay, so that's what you're talking about, right? This is what we're talking about.
Correct. Yes. And I just noticed that they were standing underneath the Lincoln painting, and Lincoln's birthday is February 12th.
So there's possibly a connection with February 12th coming up. That very good. Very very good eye there.
I mean, it's been a while, but just with bringing up that it's been coming up lately, that revisiting it, it was Lincoln's painting, and
maybe we'll see the look to Twitter.
Maybe, yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll charge you $10.99 so you can believe in what I'm saying.
Yeah, just something.
Then I'll run off with your money on the 12th if it doesn't happen. How's that?
All right. Yeah.
But you can be part of my exclusive club.
Oh, very nice.
Yep.
Thanks.
Sure. Anytime. All right. So make sure we're still here. Yeah, we're still here. What we just heard from POTUS previous to the little clip with the storm comment, we looked at his Truth Social 4 minute energy. What was it called again? Reclaiming American energy dominance. Okay. Now, energy is something that POTUS talks about often. It doesn't necessarily mean, you know, gas energy or electric energy. There's lots of different forms of energy. And I really believe that he's talking about energy on many different levels.
Mm-hmm.
But I think a lot of the energy references he made in this speech had to do with what we know to be the Tesla energy that should be unleashed with his uncle, John, who had taken the papers. You guys can, I put up the clips of his actual uncle on my blog speaking about taking the papers. John Trump is speaking on my blog. I have clips of it.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That he is saying how he kept and saved the papers from Tesla. And he makes references to what kind of energy is coming. This is actually Donald Trump's uncle talking. You guys need to check this out. I think you just...
What did he say? He said low-cost energy?
Yeah, low-cost energy to Americans. Let me see this. It's, low-cost energy, which to me sounded like Tesla free energy. And, you know, right now there's a lot of weird things going on with gas and electric companies across the nation. I don't know if people know about this, but I live in a major... As you know, I live here in metropolitan LA area, and gas and energy prices have gone up, right? But that's because they have to use that money to redo our infrastructure, which is all he talked about in this 4 minutes. I think there's big reform coming in the energy and all infrastructure. And that's why he keeps talking about energy, right? Energy independence. It's yes. A big thing. What do you have anything else to say about the energy?
No, just that America needs for America to be successful, we need low cost energy. That's what he said in that one message.
He also talked about something about I don't know why I have this in my notes, but Taiwan might be next. Oh, we were talking about earthquakes and so forth.
Oh.
And things that might be happening that aren't of natural, the way it looks like the thing that happened in Turkey, the earthquake, and how Turkey wasn't really listening or maybe cooperating. There's all sorts of theories on this, folks, and I'll try to post some stuff about it. But right now, this was not part of his talk. I don't know why I have this in here. I think it had something to do with what he said.
Wasn't there a guy, a representative of Turkey, saying, stay out of our
business? Yeah, America, stay out of our business. And the next day, there's like an earthquake. I think we are seeing people that are players in this alliance that agreed. Remember? Oh, that's what he said. He said no deals in part of his 4 minutes. He said, some of them don't keep their end of the deal, like China. They never follow through on their promises.
Oh, they
put break up their promises. Yeah,
they break their promises.
And I think that is a message to people and members of this alliance that are breaking their promises. Like I think what we saw in Turkey, there was some kind of cooperation going on with world leaders in the very beginning when Trump went around.
Yeah.
And he met with every world leader that wanted to defeat this cabal. And a lot of them agreed despite their differences. That's why he talks about the Mexican president a lot, who's a socialist or communist or something, but they don't agree, but he thinks he's a nice guy. Hey, you know what? He says, at least we get along to get along. And I think, what is it that, you know, the enemy of my enemy is my friend?
Friend, yes.
So the world leaders, regardless of communism, socialism, despotism, whatever, they all don't want to be slaves of this cabal. Simple as that. Okay, nobody likes, even the bad guys don't like other bad guys ruling them. They all want to be rulers. So they wanted their independence from this cabal. And I think what we're seeing is when he says they don't keep their promises, he's telling us and he's telling other ones, warning them. If you don't keep your promises, we're going to hit you from the left. We're going to hit you from the right, you know?
All over.
All over.
Mm-hmm.
I think that we are kicking some ass right now. And I think it's far more complicated than what seems to the normal person's eye. But I think the fact that Space Force is something he refers to and rallies quite a bit, how he built Space Force and how Space Force is all overseeing the military, because hello, it's space. It oversees everything to do with operations on the ground, below the sea, on a mountain, off a mountain.
You know what's funny is that we never see Space Force.
How the heck are we supposed to see Space Force? Admiral Rogers floating in space, like hanging out with UFOs and shit?
Right.
Possible. We never know what's going on. We're going to build a place on Mars. We've already been there.
Like, we haven't seen any equipment from Space Force.
What the heck?
I mean, like nothing,
no.
Except the flag. We saw that flag.
And an outfit they showed us, some kind of like outfit, military outfit.
A little bit of a camo outfit. And
and a logo.
Yeah, the black flag. In the.
I have a t-shirt.
Other than that, it's like, well, where is it? Like, where's like a
Space Force?
Like, let me see one vehicle.
They put a vehicle on the White House lawn, you know?
Oh, that? They did?
Yeah, it was like a spaceship. And I thought that was hilarious. It was the very beginning of POTUS. He did some Rose Garden thing or presser thing or something before COVID.
Oh.
And there was like a full-on spaceship and on the front yard of the lawn.
I have to look that up.
And I said, what the heck is that? And it was a joke, but it wasn't.
Uh-huh.
We need to find that.
Okay. Yeah. I have to see that again.
I thought it was funny.
It's funny. There's Space Force, but we haven't, you know, like you got Army and Navy. You see their equipment all the time.
What was it?
You never see Space Force.
No, you never see it.
No.
What, they see us.
Yeah.
You know, what we're protected by a black eye is what one of the Q posts was. People were saying there's going to be a power grid outage. You know, it was a shill formation 101. Here, buy my personal EMP device and join my exclusive club.
Mm-hmm.
One guy was offering space flights around the galaxy, by the way.
Oh,
don't say it.
Yeah.
Somebody was charged like thousands of dollars to Patriots, and people paid for this. I don't know who's worse
for exclusive
for membership? Exclusive space flights.
Oh.
JFK is the captain, Junior. We're so sidetracked here, but it's so funny.
It happens. And you just shake your head.
You do.
Yeah.
You do the hokey pokey. These people are all doing the hokey pokey. Can you buy me a coffee? So POTUS, you know, I think we're going to see if Taiwan is not China, Taiwan is not cooperating. I think we're going to see some.
Taiwan and China are next. Wasn't it?
I don't know. Something? Maybe. He didn't say it in this one, though.
No.
He said he's going to hire warrior lawyers, and I almost raised my hand, but I'm like, do I really want to ever go back to work in the lead? You know what? I think I would. I would love to go back to work and help reform our country, and I think that's what we're going to be seeing. I think he said he's going to be putting people back to work. And you know, I said that the other day. I left a post on Truth Social. I said, we want to go back to work. I know nurses that are out of work, okay?
Uh-huh.
I know doctors that are out of work. I know you know a lot of people in the medical industry that are out of work.
Yeah.
We both know people in every industry because they didn't want to take the job.
Yeah.
So POTUS is going to, I found this very uplifting. Didn't you?
Oh, absolutely. I mean,
he said we're going to go back to work and build the shipping terminals of tomorrow. What the heck did he mean by that?
Yeah, he mentioned a few components of tomorrow, and one of them was ports.
Let's take a look.
Of tomorrow.
What did that make you think of? Space.
Right? Yeah, like Star Trek stuff. And
here, take a look.
Star Wars stuff.
This is what we were talking about.
Oh, so, yeah.
Look at these. You want me to click on this one here?
Yeah, sure. Some of these are concepts.
These are just concept futures. I mean, this is what I thought of. Building shipping ports of tomorrow. Guys, don't think horse and buggy.
I mean, it's straight out of a Star Trek movie.
Think future. You know, we saw movies like The Fifth Element and Interstellar. I mean, we've seen movie after movie, you know, that horrible one with Matt Damon stuck in Mars. The hell was that movie? I don't know why I saw like 15 minutes of this thing. Somebody was watching it.
Oh, when Matt Damon was
stuck on some Mars planet.
Yeah.
God, you just want them to be stuck on those planets. Maybe that's what they're doing.
The one, the map there to the right. Yeah, that one. Look at all the spaceports that are there now.
These are all spaceports right now?
I believe so, yeah.
This is really small, you guys, but these are actual spaceports.
So like Georgia, Florida, Texas, New Mexico, California, Colorado, Alaska. Another one's in Virginia.
I just like to look at these pictures. Look at this.
They all have a similar look to it, don't they?
How spaceports will work. So, you know, he's saying these things about the future, right? He also is talking about, let me see in my notes here, hold on. He was talking about how great of an undertaking this is going to be and how inexpensive energy really is, but that we're all going to go back to work. The youth of America is going to go back to work. And one of the things he also keeps saying is 10 cents, right?
Oh, yes. He mentioned that in that what you folks had just listened to. I think he mentioned 10 cents three times.
He mentioned it a bunch of times, right?
Which so he usually does when you pointing to pay attention to it.
Yep. Wait, let me see if I'm trying to share the screen, guys. And oh, here it is. Here. So you and I did this decode on August 6th of 2022. And it was, I love this decode, by the way. If you guys haven't seen this, this is on the blog. I list this because.
Oh, Raising Cain. Sir. Gosh.
Yep.
Sir.
Yes, sir. Central Casting, sir.
Wasn't they that was the one where he's well, all in all of them, but he's explaining how he was landing and
the airplane's dark black.
Yeah, put the windows down all dark, and then he says, and then we're at 10,000
9, 8, 7.
And that kind of sounds like a countdown for a rocket or a space, doesn't it?
Or an announcement.
An announcement.
It does sound like it's a landing, like a landing or a takeoff.
Or takeoff, yes.
But he's talking about a landing.
Mm-hmm.
And he's landing in the dark. Now, space vehicles can land in the dark. Well, there's other military aircraft that definitely can. I mean, some of our fighter jets and some of our unknown military aircraft. Or how about the fake alien invasion aircraft that John D'Souza keeps talking about? The holographic Jesus that will be driving these things.
Oh, it wasn't, not to get sidetracked, but wasn't today they supposedly shot something in Alaska?
Oh, yeah.
Silver and a spherical.
It was a child who escaped from Joe Biden's birthday balloon, and it got lost and confused for a Chinese spy balloon in Alaska. And Marjorie Greene Taylor floated up and shot it down.
Yeah, wearing that white outfit she was wearing, huh?
He.
Oh, yeah.
He thinks he's a Russian princess. Maybe he's Ann Coulter's boyfriend. So gross. Let's talk about a real man.
Yeah.
General Dan Raisin Cain, who happens to be the head of the military affairs, the Associate Director for Military Affairs, Central Intelligence Agency, DC. This is what this man does. He ain't just some dude in a runway in Iraq, although he spent a lot of time. He's got an amazing resume. I've listened to an interview with him. He's incredible. Very smart.
Well, that's right. It was about a month ago he was on an interview, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Franklin D. Roosevelt, 10 cents. So in this article, you and I talked about what this means. And we look at the Roosevelt presidency amidst the Great Depression, because that's what POTUS keeps saying. He's like, he says it in his speeches, Snack. He goes, this is not a recession. We skip right over that. We're in a depression. That's what he says. First 100 days of the 73rd U.S. Congress, FDR had unprecedented federal legislative productivity. Well, what does POTUS always say? That he signed the most executive orders during the first 100 days of his presidency. So he's like a wartime president. Why? Because he was elected FDR for four terms in office, which is what we're seeing POTUS.
33 through 45.
Yes. And March 4th, by the way, is when he was inaugurated, which is when we're going to see a POTUS, not this year. You got to wait till 2025. There's a lot of clues in this. And he read FDR's prayer. You guys visit this article on your own, so we don't have to keep talking about it here, but I think that's why he's referring to 10 cents, because we're looking at 10 cents and that's FDR on the 10 cents. So he's telling us a lot of stuff. He's giving us a lot of information. This is not another four-year election. I like the ending where he says we are going to make our country great again, but we're going to rebuild our nation, and that we're going to make America rich again.
Mm-hmm.
And he says, get your proposals ready. Guys, I think he's telling us that we are going to be rebuilding this nation. That's not going to start till 2025. We have some time to go. We've been getting attacked. There's weaponization against humanity, food, air, water, resources, education, television, fake news media, cars, electric, mind control. You guys, all of this is weaponization against the human existence. You know, they've been killing us with the VAX and pharma, and oh God, you could just, everything you look at, chemtrails, everywhere you look,
we're
being poisoned.
When you're cornered,
what do? They attack more. Yeah. And doesn't POTUS keep saying to us in his little 1 minute, 2 minute, 4 minute speeches here on Truth Social, here on Rumble, wherever we can find him? He is on Truth Social mostly. He's telling us that the American public is being poisoned. He used the word poison a lot.
He uses weaponization a lot too.
Well, those two things go hand in hand when it comes to witching and witch hunts, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
You guys, we are being poisoned from a nation from within. He keeps saying from within. The Schiffs, the Schumers, these people are getting off. They're literally jerking off to poisoning us. I know that's disgusting, but so are they. So, you know, watch what you're eating, drinking, thinking, putting into your mind, going outside when there's those winds that are going on and weather and fake snow that doesn't melt when you put the lighter. We wrote about all this. We've been talking about it. Watch your health. And also watch the series I'm doing, spending a lot of time trying to bring together, you know, Snack and I, he might be helping me out a little bit here on it, called The Storm Is Inside Us, because the cytokine storm is real. Like, there's an attack on our humanity. That's what poison is. The POTUS is pointing to us, telling us all the time, right, Snack?
Yeah, I mean, I didn't watch it, but look at like the Grammys, and you see all that satanic crap that they're
poison
doing. Yeah, poison,
poisoning our youth,
yeah,
poisoning our minds, poisoning our parents, our grandparents, our friends, our family.
And they're going to do it at the Super Bowl halftime tomorrow. So don't watch it. Don't talk about it.
Ignore it.
You know they're going to do it. Don't watch it. Go outside. Go do something else besides going to their levels.
Go to the grocery store and do your shopping. There'll be nobody there.
Yeah.
It's the truth.
Yeah. I mean, the last 3 years, it's, I think it's been a bad halftime show. You know, it's going to be bad again. Don't watch it.
Yeah. Why allow the devil into your mind? Oh, you know what? Let's talk about, let's give him something from Yogananda and then we'll call it a night.
Yeah, that sounds better. Oh, what are you eating there?
Toast.
Oh, having a snack, huh?
So good.
Yeah. You gonna share?
No. This is from my bread maker.
Oh.
I have a new bread maker.
You do?
Yeah, a friend of mine bought me one.
Uh-huh.
It's really nice. And I also learned how to make bread recently. I didn't eat bread for like seven years.
Do or are they?
Well, the bread maker is really easy.
And yeah.
The bread process takes a long time, but we'll save that for another show.
Okay.
In the meantime, I'm going to continue. Well,
enjoy, yeah.
Why don't you take over and I'll eat my snack?
Well, I have this book here and it's Journey to Self-Realization. And yeah,
it's not the same book.
Yeah.
We talked about this when we met.
Yeah. I've been reading this lately. And this chapter is called Remolding Your Life. And this was from a speech of his in Hollywood, California, January 3rd of 1943, in the middle of World War II. And he said, "Today's subject is a very important one. Everything you hear this morning, you should strive to remember and put into practice. It is so easy to be inspired momentarily and then forget much of what you heard. That is why I often employ repetition. For to penetrate the hardcore of the human consciousness, a truth must be repeated again and again. By such review, it gradually becomes a habitual part of one's thoughts."
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
How on point.
Yeah.
Did you just happen to read that today?
Yes, I did earlier today.
Must be all those good snacks you're eating. That's amazing. Wow. I mean, that basically outlines to me a lot of stuff that we've been hearing
mm-hmm.
over and over again. I think that kind of says it all.
Yes. Gives a reason why. Yeah. And how. So I thought that was interesting when I came across it.
Well,
from 1943. Wow.
And who was president during 1943?
Well, that was Roosevelt.
FDR.
Yeah, FDR.
A wartime president. Well, there you have it, folks.
Wartime president. Mm-hmm.
Well, as POTUS said, I am looking forward to a modern, independent, free America. How about you?
Absolutely.
I think so are our listeners.
Mm-hmm.
Well, thank you for joining us tonight, Snack.
Thank you for having me.
And thank you to the listeners out there. Thank you guys for your support and for writing to us. And they can find you on Twitter, right?
Yes.
It's at?
At Snackanon.
At Snackanon.
Mm-hmm.
All right, guys. I'll see you next week on... Well, we might see each other before then because I'm doing that show. So you might be on the, what is that called? The vlogcast. Oh, the storm is inside us. So you might have some time.
Yeah, sure. Let me know.
Okay, great. Yeah. All right.
All right.
Otherwise, Snack to the Future it is on Friday, next Friday. All right.
All right. Good night.
Good night. Thank you for tuning in to this Friday night episode of Snack to the Future. Make sure to check out the article on the blog at delaraessengill.blog that will follow the special vlogcast this evening. Sometime this weekend, I will post that. It'll contain a link to this podcast and more. And also, make sure to check out the latest series that I mentioned earlier, The Storm is Inside Us. It's an ongoing series. If you haven't seen The Storm is Here, watch California. That is also only available on Rumble. You can also see the upcoming episodes of The Storm is Inside Us only on Rumble, as it is too censored to be heard and shown or posted here
on the audio platforms. Plus, it's a vlogcast, so you want to watch what's going on like this evening. We won't be able to do vlogcasts all of the time, folks. It takes them a little bit longer. And at this point, there's so much information coming in that it's better to keep up on it. And so sometimes we'll have audio only, and other times it'll be some of the stuff that you got to see this evening. And again, my apologies if I haven't gotten back to you and you've written me. A lot of people are writing and saying how much they are enjoying the vlogcast. It's impossible for me to answer everybody, but I do get to see a lot of the communication. And thank you to the admins who help, the people who volunteer and help return emails and go through posts and so forth, because it is essential to make sure that there is help. I can't get to everybody at once. All right, please copy and share and post this podcast anywhere. If you find this information useful, share it with someone, post it on your social media platforms. I rely on you, the listeners, to help spread A Fistful of Truth. Also, thank you for everybody who's supporting the podcast. Again, you can find the support button, the support link. There is a link to the support buttons on afistfuloftruth.com. The link is posted in the podcast description below, wherever you are listening to this, whether you're on Rumble, whether you are on a audio platform, or if you're just on the website at the DelaraEssengill.blog or afistfuloftruth.com, you can find the donate and you can choose your amount and help keep this podcast going and help A Fistful of Truth continue to be delivered, because we do have some time to go, folks. As POTUS has told us, there's still a few more years in this battle, and that's okay, because it will be worth the wait, for the reward is near. In the meantime, thank you for tuning in, and I look forward to seeing you guys this weekend. Thank you again for sharing this podcast. And in the meantime, where we go one, we go all.
And we will be rich again, and we will be happy again, and we will be proud again. Thank you very much.